This is Breakfast with James Valentine on ABC Radio Sydney.
I know you've been thinking this. You've been desperate to get another burger chain into Australia. You've been sitting around saying to yourself, I'll tell you what we need. What we're missing is a burger chain. There's just not enough. There's not enough variations on meat, bun, lettuce, sauce. We need more of them. And so I am a little bit surprised that US food chain Wendy's is thinking of coming to Australia, because exactly that. We've got so many. Is there a food chain that you would like to see? Is there a a food type or a food chain that you've seen elsewhere that you go, you know what, this would be great? Maybe you've seen like something in Melbourne and you go, why isn't that a chain? I mean, things like a Porto and I can never remember how to say it, Guzman y Gomez, is that it? The Mexican one. I mean, these all just started as sort of one restaurant somewhere. So maybe you've seen something that should be chainified. Let me know. The number is 0467 922 702. This morning, if you want to get in touch, Susie Brain is the director of TI Foods. She had 20 years in the food and hospitality world and advises on things like franchising in the restaurant. Susie, good morning.
Good morning, James. How are you?
Good. Do we need another burger chain?
No, it's a bit like, do we need another lawyer, right?
Yeah.
Does the world really need another burger?
Yeah. It's. I don't see the gap. I don't see what they would be, why they would suddenly go, Australia is desperate for another burger chain.
Well, because we eat more of them than anything else. There's about 13 million Australians visit a burger chain every month at the moment. So it's our number one takeaway food.
That is just about, so you just said every single adult basically goes to a burger chain
correct.
Once a month.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So it's, the trend's your friend, as Renaud Rifkin used to say.
And is that more than the US, for example, or the UK?
We sit in terms of pecking orders, burgers are the number one in most Western countries as the most eaten takeaway food. Fast food. So, yeah, and that hasn't really changed, even though, as you said, there's a few variations now on your buns, pickle, cheese kind of combo.
Yeah.
It still retains its position as the most preferred food.
Yeah. And is there a huge point of difference with Wendy's?
Ask a Wendy's lover and they'll definitely tell you. So there's certainly some people in Australia that have enjoyed Wendy's when they've been overseas, and they'll be very excited to have a Frosty and the burgers coming back here.
Yeah, yeah. What does it take? You know, like, because there's lots of attempts, aren't there, you know, at franchises here. Things like Taco Bell is huge in the US, but it's never really taken off here, has it?
No. Well, having a second coming at the moment in that area, but we're quite sophisticated here in Australia. We've got this beautiful, rich, multicultural tapestry, magnificent food bowl of produce, excellent store design and execution. So it's quite difficult to break into the Australian market because we know what's good. Even at the fast food level, you can't pull the wool over an Aussie's eyes.
Yeah, yeah. And what does it take? Like, when we think of, you know, those things like a Porto or Guzman that have managed to grow to a franchise, that's fairly extraordinary, isn't it?
It's good work, and it's been done through, you know, a lot of innovation and creativity certainly an appetite in Australia to eat outside the home more frequently. There's about 30,000 fast food places around Australia at the moment, James, and about 50% of those are chains or brands. And still the other 50% is your typical, you know, mum and dad at the fish shop or the milk bar.
Yeah, and it's interesting, isn't it, that traditional sort of what we might think of as a traditional hamburger shop or a traditional fish and chip shop has never really been franchised.
No, that never been franchised. And that's kind of that lovely blend, isn't it, of the Australian have a go, but we're also accepting of a global view as well.
Yeah. Peter, what would you – is there something that should be on every corner?
Absolutely. When I was in Adelaide, there was a franchise that's still there called Faster Pasta, and it's a family-owned business, and I reckon it would be great up here. It's only in South Australia at the moment.
Yeah.
I'm just looking on the intranet right now having a look at it.
Well, it's true, isn't it? Like, you would think that, you know, a pasta place would lend itself to the fast food, you know, that you can just get in. There's a bolognese, there's a lasagna, out you go.
Yeah, because we were in the Department of Death and Torture back in the 80s, or the Institute of Sport back then. But we used to frequent it all the time.
Right.
It was great.
Yeah, yeah. Faster pasta. Pasta should be franchised, Susie?
Yeah, that's definitely a gap that is yet to be nailed as a fast food chain in Australia.
Souvlaki in Melbourne is not quite replicated here. We sort of do the kebab, but that sort of there is something about those lamb cubes and the yogurt and stuff in a Melbourne souvlaki. I'd love to see everywhere.
Yeah, we're seeing some good growth in chains in that area, born out of Melbourne, but starting to work well up and down the east coast. So that is a growing trend, and we will see. We're seeing excellent brands in that space.
And the other one I always find intriguing is that, to me, basically the sandwich is the perfect sort of fast food lunchtime thing. And yet, again, we don't. The UK is huge with Pret a Manger is a big sandwich chain, but we don't have a sandwich chain.
We have got some good emerging sandwich chains. I mean, Subway actually sits as the third most popular fast food brand in Australia, but we've got some great competition with the likes of Soul Origin and that sort of calibre of operator coming through now. So, again, anything in bread is a good space for any entrepreneurs out listening today.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What chances do you give Wendy's?
Look, I think it's going to be a hard. I think it's going to be a hard trajectory. There's a couple of things that we're thinking about in the way we advise. Landlords, et cetera, wondering whether Wendy's is going to be right for them. You know, it's taken McDonald's 50 years to get a 1,000-store chain up here in Australia. So that's about 20 a year. Wendy's is about a quarter of the size of McDonald's. So that's about 5 stores a year in growth. That's going to be difficult from a supply chain logistics volume kind of thing and being able to keep their price and their marketing tight. So I think there's some problems there. From a demographics point of view, we've got a growing younger cohort who are more vegan, vegetarian, flexitarian. We've got Indians as our second largest international group. They don't eat beef. Half of them are vegetarian. So I think there's a few challenges ahead.
Isn't there? That's fantastic the way you lay that out. That's absolutely true. Susie, thanks so much.
Great talking to you, Jay.
Great to have you on. Thanks so much. That's Susie Brain from TI Foods.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.